Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Are you really okay with
me? Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
Hammer, a Brooklyn man nicknamed Iron Man, is pressing people's clothes at a nearby bar for free to, quote, help out the community. Here is James talking about what started this new volunteer work.
There was a clothing swap in Greenpoint. I went there and, you know, almost as if laid in my path by the great God of Providence, someone had given away a steam iron, which is, you know, and this is a Rowenta. This is like the finest steam iron you can get. This is German engineering.
Are you okay with this?
No. Let me tell you why. Because
I don't get it.
What's going to happen when you've got a big job interview? Right? This is a make or break job that you're getting ready to go interview for. And you tell your lovely wife, Lindsay, Nige, I'm going to go down to the bar and Jim's going to press my clothes. She's going to be like, who the hell is Jim? It's okay. He's cool. Did you hear that guy? He sounded half three sheets to the wind right there. You don't want him.
He did.
Ironing any part of your clothing.
How is this helping the community, by the way?
Right. There's not a big need for people who don't have iron clothes. Like, I'm sure the homeless community in Brooklyn is okay. Like, hey, could you pass out some sandwiches or maybe
give
us some blankets?
I need some socks. I need some toiletries. I need some shelter. I mean, I would say down way down on the list of things that people who are impoverished need are ironed clothes.
Right. It reminds me of the charity that Zoolander had, the Derek Zoolander Foundation for Kids Who Don't Read So Good. Like, sure, you're helping, but is there really a need for all of that? And great moments in iron history. I believe it's urban legend because he's denied it, although others have said that it's fact. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz allegedly once burned himself with an iron because he was trying to press a shirt that he was wearing. He's denied it, but other folks have said that that really happened. He burned himself because he was ironing a shirt that he was wearing.
Great moments in iron history. Oh, the movie Mr. Mom, Michael Keaton cooking grilled cheese with an iron for his kids.
That's right. Great reference.
A socialist mayor of Toronto is set to implement a, quote, rain tax on residents. You're going to be charged for however much rain falls onto your property. The proposal currently states that properties with more hard surfaces would incur higher taxes, as these surfaces would contribute to runoff that can overwhelm the city's sewer system during storms. Are you okay with this?
I'm not okay with this.
Unbelievable.
But you know what's frightening? There's some lunatic probably on the city county council here in Indy going, well, hey, that's a great idea. That lunatic Jesse Brown or Frank Mascari or Vop Osley, they hear this idea, and instead of saying, what the hell is wrong with you people, they rush to a computer to draft up legislation yeah. to make this happen. Because there's nothing socialists and Democrats hate more than successful people. They hate rich people, unless they become one of them, and then it's rules for thee, not for me.
Sure.
But the idea of taxing somebody with a big house because when it rains, more stuff comes off their house and floods the sewage system. I'm telling you, you can't laugh at this kind of crap because your city county council, they're probably thinking to themselves, well, we're going to bring this up.
Al Gore would probably pay $300,000 a month extra in taxes if that were the case.
Right.
His house is huge. Young people in China are refusing to dress up for work and wearing pajama bottoms to the office instead. Are you okay with this?
I'm okay with this because, for once, the United States has beat China in something. I see the clothes that my kids have worn to high school for the last couple of years, and I'm telling you, we are well ahead of the curve of China. These kids that I see coming in and out, they wear pajama pants, they wear flip-flops, sandals with socks. It looks like they just rolled out of bed and went to school. Now, I get times change, but when I was in high school, man, it was like a fashion show for a while. You had to have your hair on point, you caked yourself in cologne, you had the gold chain, you had the IOU sweatshirt with the Bugle Boy jeans and the new pair of J's. That was the 1994 starter kit right there.
Bugle Boy. Wow.
And now these kids are rolling out of the rack, hairs all over the place. It looks like everybody's auditioning for a Nirvana cover band going into high school now.
Real quick, some mood music, please, Allison. Pizza Hut is running a $12 pizza promotion for the big eclipse next month and calling it Total Eclipse of the Hut. Are you okay? Okay with this?
I love it. I'm a sucker for some good parody. I'm a sucker for some good alliteration. And a $12 large pizza, up to 10 toppings if you want, for $12.
Wow.
Total Eclipse of the Hut. I love it. Like, that's something that I would do if I were part of the Pizza Hut marketing team. That's fantastic. And this brings us to great moments in Total Eclipse of the Heart history. The Dan Band doing their version of that classic hit in the movie Old School.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all our years are going to turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified to see the f*** look in your eyes. Every now and then I pull a tongue.
Come on, bring it home.
I want to go watch this movie now.
Great moments and Total Eclipse of the Heart history.